more internal emails have come out. Now, remember, we've done several exposés on the internal Fauci emails talking about the lab leak from Wuhan, yeah, the cover-up that was going on behind the scenes there. Now we have internal emails that really paint a full picture of what was going on with the vaccine adverse event reporting system during the COVID-19 rollout. That's the VAERS system. And that was started, for anybody that doesn't know, in 1990. It's an early warning system for harms, possible harms that were happening during vaccines. And it was basically a signaling system. And it was a self-reporting system. So the doctors and nurses, most of them that didn't even know about it, had to report the cases. So 10 years after it started in 2000, we had a government reform committee do a report. And this is what the report said. This was in 2000. Here it is here. The Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, addressing needs and improving practices. So it says, while the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, VAERS, may be lauded as a front line on vaccine safety, the lack of enforcement provisions and effective monitoring of reporting practices preclude accurate assessments of the extent of which adverse events are actually reported. Former FDA Commissioner David A. Kessler has estimated that VAERS reports currently represent only a fraction of the serious events. Now, Dell, you're one of the few people hammering this idea home in the public the years before the pandemic response here in America ever started. And one of the data points you're using, and what we're doing is painting a picture here before we go into these internal emails. One of the data points you've been using, and so has ICANN, was this 2011 Harvard Pilgrim report. And this report, basically, the CDC commissioned Harvard Pilgrim to do a report to see how accurate this system is. Is it catching what it needs to catch? And what they did here is they automated VAERS. So there was no more internal input from the human being at that point. It's all automated. And they found this. Adverse events from drugs and vaccines are common but underreported. For vaccines, they say fewer than 1% of vaccine adverse events are reported. Now, as we know, if we talked about on the show a million times before, that thing was canned as quick as it started because it was only a 30-day trial and never heard from again. CDC pulled that string and didn't reply back to the author. So there is the VAERS system in a nutshell.
And
so
to be clear, this and other studies that have been done of the VAERS system have always reported underreporting at somewhere between 1% of the total amount of actual reports to 10% of the total amount of actual injuries out there. There has never, ever, ever been a study that said that they found any moment where there's been overreporting to the VAERS system. I think that's really important to point out as we look at this, because they'll say, well, you can't trust VAERS. It's a passive reporting system. Yeah, to your benefit. There is usually at least 100 times or 10 to 100 times the amount of actual injuries that are going on.
Absolutely. It's an open secret. And in the halls of the FDA, in the halls of the CDC, they know that verbatim. They know that fact. So we have this system and it's about to come crashing into the COVID-19 vaccine rollout. So before shots start going into the arms in the United States for the COVID vaccine, that's in December of 2020, we have a contract that was basically given from the CDC to General Dynamics Information Technology. And this was on August 2020. And you can see here, government grants, $35.4 million. That's the obligated amount. And that is what was paid by the CDC. So they're bringing on an outside, a third-party company, an IT company, General Dynamics, to help with VAERS. Because apparently they at least know this much, that VAERS by itself, its normal kind of mechanism, is not going to be able to handle what's coming. So thanks to the attorneys at the Informed Consent Action Network, we have copies of this contract, and it sheds some light on some really interesting data points here. So this is the date of the order. This is the contract with General Dynamics IT, GDIT. That's 8/27/2020. It says here, the purpose of this task order is to provide CDC and FDA technical and programmatic support to collect and analyze information on vaccine adverse events, VAEs, after administration of SARS-CoV-2 vaccines, and facilitate reporting to VAERS. So they're going to help. Now, they give a little background here, and they say from 2014 to 2018, VAERS received an annual average of 53,000 reports, of which 45,500 were U.S. reports. Of the U.S. reports, 5% were classified as serious. Okay, so we have 45,500 reports in the U.S., 5% were classified as serious. Wow. So now, what does this contract say? Now, this contract, using that data, so that's the best data we have here, and we're about to just basically launch this experimental vaccine on the entire population of the United States. So we have these data from VAERS. So let's write a contract with that data in mind so we can really prepare ourselves for it. So in ink, this contract says this: It's the description of work for which they're getting $35 million for. It says the contractor shall implement a staffing and operations plan focusing only on vaccine adverse events, reports after SARS-CoV-2 vaccines. The total number of reports received during periods of peak activity, which are not expected to reflect sustained activity, is expected to be 1,000 reports per day, with up to 40% of the reports serious in nature.
Wow.
So let's hold on a second here. They're expecting basically about almost 700% more reports during this time for COVID. And they said only 5% beforehand from 2014 to 2018, only 5% were serious. We're expecting about 40%. So what did they know?
Wow.
That's the first question there.
Especially
what's going
on? As we know that they're promoting to us, it's perfectly safe, thoroughly tested, and behind the scenes are saying, brace for it. We're going to see a 700% increase in the daily amount of reports, and almost a majority are going to be serious. That's crazy.
Absolutely. And that's absolutely not what we're getting in the public. So now, just a few months later, we have the deputy director of the CDC's Immunization Safety Office, Tom Shimabukuro, and he goes in front of the FDA's VRBPAC committee. And he has this contract inked. He knows that General Dynamics is backing him up. He has the third party. They're going to take care of all these adverse reactions and these reports coming in. So now he has to sell this to the public. He has to sell this to FDA's VRBPAC committee. So listen to what he has to say on that day. This is October 2020, just about 3 months before vaccines started.
Okay.
VAERS traditionally has provided the initial data on the safety profile of new vaccines when they are introduced. For COVID, COVID vaccine reports will be processed within 1 to 5 business days, depending on the seriousness of the report. CDC and FDA receive updated data sets daily, and data mining runs are planned to be conducted every 1 to 2 weeks.
Sounds pretty good. Data mining runs 1 to 2 weeks. We're going to find out if anything's going to happen. And he goes up there as a salesman and says, we're going to get these reports reviewed, coded, incorporated into VAERS in anywhere from 1 to 5 days. And that little chart you saw, if there's any deaths, they're going to turn that around in 1 day. If they have any serious events, give us 3 days. That's going to be in VAERS. And we're going to be able to have data runs on that. And the public's going to know and everything's going to be safe. This is what he tells VAERS. And this is what the public sees as well. Now, this is where we get into the second kind of data dump of these internal emails that we've received. This was the compliments of Josh Getznow. He's a senior lecturer at the Hebrew University in Jerusalem. And he received from a FOIA request the monthly reports from General Dynamics to the CDC. So they give monthly reports now. That was part of their contract. And so we're going to start looking through those now. And this tells a chilling story of VAERS and hopefully will help people in seeking litigation in the future from vaccine injury. So now we have an update from November to December of 2020. So this was basically 1 month before the vaccine started in the U.S., and this update says, this is to the CDC leadership, this is from General Dynamics, using our previous experiences with high volume events, this is General Dynamics, such as during the influenza season and during the 2009 H1N1 pandemic surge, GDIT estimated with government guidance the number of staff needed. So they're saying, we know what to expect. We've been given this contract, we're preparing for 1,000 reports per day, 40% serious, but we have the staff. We're ready for this. We've backed up our systems and our staff. So now we move to the headline, December 14th. This is when it starts. This is the kickoff. Washington Post, the weapon that will end the war. First coronavirus vaccine shots given outside trials in U.S. That didn't test stop transmission, that weren't tested for safety, by the way. Right. So now we have some teeth in this. We have some data to start, General Dynamics, their contract is now green lit. So let's go back to their progress report. We have their progress report from the start of December, the first vaccines to January. And it says here, they tell the CDC this, 2 vaccines have been released since the last report. Since release, the number of incoming COVID-19 reports has significantly exceeded the estimated maximum of 1,000 reports per day per the chart below. As a result, GDIT is unable to meet processing in other timeframes, data processing, telephone inquiries, clinical inquiries, etc. GDIT has reached out to the program office and OAS for guidance and support. Now, Dell, look at this chart that they included to the CDC leadership that the public has never seen before. There's the red line. There's 1,000 reports that they prepared for. And if you look,
1215. Which is 700% higher than it usually was for VAERS. So they thought that they'd really padded it, said, we've done this before. We've been through the H1N1. We got this. And look what happened.
Their high watermark turned out to be a low watermark. And it took less than 1 week, if you look at the beginning there, 12, 15, 2020, less than 1 week to break their worst case scenario of 1,000 per day. And off it goes, basically a straight line if you draw it all the way up to the middle of January. Wow. So they have a problem. Their contract kicks off and they can't even fulfill the requests during the first 5 days. So this is a problem. And now we go to the next report, the next progress report. And I would have to imagine the people in CDC were eagerly awaiting this report after what they saw in that chart. So we see here the first, basically January 2021, that month. And it says this document will provide an overview of GDIT's activities related to the VAERS SARS-CoV-2 response. Now, if you go through the next line, it says there continues to be record-setting metrics in multiple categories, including number of incoming reports, over 76,000, number of web reports, over 54,000, number of website visits, over 1.5 million, number of inquiries from the public, this phone calls, emails, over 14,000. So they're getting inundated on all fronts here. So what did they suggest? They suggest these IT activities. Expand the VAERS ID in all six extracts to support a seven-digit field. So instead of six numbers, now they have to go to seven numbers to account for all the people coming in. Update the COVID Excel sheet deliverables application to include additional symptom codes. So they had a list of symptoms, but they weren't enough because more symptoms are coming in. So they had to update the symptom codes to account for this in their Excel spreadsheets. Now, just those two, that's the first that's 2 months now of these reports coming in, completely inundated, adding extra numbers, updating symptoms. They got a problem. Now, let's peek back up to the public. Let's look at what we had to report on and what the public was being told. Here's the New York Times. Around that time, this is the article that they ran. As millions get shots, FDA struggles to get safety monitoring system running. And they write in there, obviously, they didn't see these numbers behind the scenes in these emails. They say, so far, few serious reports have been reported through these channels, and no deaths have conclusively been linked to the vaccines. The 30-year-old initiative known as the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, or VAERS, relies on self-reported cases from patients and healthcare providers. So they're saying there's been few serious problems. Really, there's nothing to see here too much. No deaths. We're good to go. Meanwhile, in the back, they're saying, fire, we can't keep up with this. We need more people. We have exceeded. We're like at thousands of people per day, way past this. Now let's look at mid-February to into March now. This is General Dynamics giving these progress reports, monthly progress reports. And so let's check this one out. There continues to be record-setting metrics in multiple categories. So nothing changed there. Still just shooting through the roof. They say, although staff processed over 40,000 reports in February, a record high, by the way, they are unable to keep up with the increased surge in reports at current staffing levels. A contract modification to provide for surge and backlog remediation should be issued in March 2020. One, GDIT is working with the program office and OAS for guidance and support. So now let's look at Fauci. Fauci has this information. Biden has this information. Let's look at what Fauci has to say. He went publicly to talk about how successful this vaccine rollout was. Did he mention all of those reports? Take a listen.
The risk-benefit ratio of safety is about as good as you could get with any medical intervention that you give to anyone. The safety record for this, even though it's just been 1 year, has been really quite good.
You know, when a liar is the best they can do is say really quite good, it should kind of give you pause. This is a guy that over-exaggerates everything. And if he's saying anything but excellent, you know, we knew it, but the world should have known. This guy's lying to us. And now we know behind the scenes, literally, like behind him, it's like the buildings are on fire at the CDC.
The best safety profile of any intervention you could ever give to anyone, period, in the entire universe. Now,
unreal.
Okay, so we got the exaggerator. Now let's look at Biden. Did he do any better? Take a look what he said just around the same time.
If there's one message that needs to cut through all this, the vaccines are safe. I promise you, they are safe and effective. Listen to Dr. Fauci. Listen to the scientists who develop them. Through extensive and rigorous review. I did, and I took my shot publicly to demonstrate to the American people it's safe and effective.
All right.
I'm just gonna take a deep breath on that one.
Brings us back to the good old days where it's hard to find some truth. So now let's go back to the ICANN documents. We have these contracts they renegotiated with CDC. And you can see in these contract renegotiations, it's on March 1st, 2021, right at the top there. And if you look on that first line, line A, update the SOW, that's a statement of work, as highlighted below to account for the VAERS SARS-CoV-2 backlog up to February 2nd, 2021, estimated at 115,000, that's reports, and 6 months of additional support to clear it. So they need help. They have a big time problem with their backlog. But now that's not all. They renegotiated in another contract, and that was just a couple days later on March 5th. Here it is, thanks to ICANN. And it says in this contract, under that same line, update the statement of work SOW as highlighted below to account for the VAERS SARS-CoV-2 increased capacity minimum of 25,000 reports per week for 6 months of additional support to clear. So remember, they were saying maximum, no problem, we got it. 7,000 per week, 1,000 per day. Now they're saying 25,000 per week. We need that as a bare minimum to keep going. Wow. We need more people. I mean, this is an absolute, I mean, it's a ridiculous problem to the point of historical incompetence. So, you know, one of two things, or perhaps both, was going on here. They either were ignorant about how bad the underreporting of VAERS were, and they walked into this contract blind, or the COVID shot was harming this many people. It could be a combination of
both. You know, what's amazing too, when I look at this, is something that they're not really even discussing, which is, you know, the CDC tries to refer to VAERS, though. It's just like this background system, and anyone reports to it, we're not really paying attention, but it's really not the case. They've hired a professional company that is going through each one of these events, really studying it, getting the sources, trying to get the, you know, the tangible information from it. So though they act like they just don't pay attention to this redheaded stepchild in the other room, they should. It's the only real safety system you have outside of VSafe. But now we see they really do have professionals combing through this, making sure that these VAERS reports are accurate, that they're not off base. And what you're not seeing here is some comments saying there's a lot of fraud in here, a lot of fake stories coming in. They're not saying that. They're saying we are buried, and there's injuries we've never heard of that are happening, and the numbers aren't stopping, setting record paces. It's truly alarming in so many different ways.
And we need to renegotiate our $35 million contract with the U.S. government because it's that bad for us. So now let's go into one of the final reports we're going to cover here, because these reports go basically the entire year. And I mean, they're completely damning. But let's go from basically March into April, from the General Dynamics report to the CDC leadership. And they say this. Again, they're seeing these metrics. They're showing these metrics. And you notice at the end of each one, increase from February 2021. That was the last report. Increase from February 2021. So almost 2 million website visits. The number of incoming reports are now almost 100,000. They're getting about almost double what they're getting as inquiries from the public, all increased. So what do they say? They say this. While staff processed over 60,200 reports in March, another record high, they were unable to keep up with the increased surge in reports. Additional surge hiring began with the receipt of additional funding. That's that contract negotiation. So what do they do? They have a whole new category of people now that they brought on. Processing a backlog report people. GDIT filled over 90 backlog staffing positions and began processing the backlog report. So it wasn't just a couple interns, 90 full-time professional backlog staffing positions. And Dell, if you look through, I look through all the rest of those reports month by month by month, and every single one of these reports until the end of that year, basically 9 months, each report included, we also hired staffing to process incoming surge reports. We also hired staffing to get continued every month. So every month they were hiring. And if you look at that last report, we have a graph from that report. This is what they're doing, just the weekly processing just in that month of the VAERS COVID-19 surge report. So remember 25,000 bare minimum. They were right because it went over. We got 33,000, 38,000, 35. That's just those weeks. And so on and on it goes. And in the middle of this, let's peek back into the public sphere at that time to see what was going on. So again, behind the scenes, four alarm fire. In the public, We have a problem here. The military has its own military health system, health recording of patients that were getting these vaccines. And they found 14 military personnel started to get myocarditis. That was a report. So they took this military and the military doctors and the reporting system said, hey, by the way, we have 14 troops basically that have myocarditis. Hey, CDC, Rochelle Walensky, director of the CDC, you have this VAERS reporting system. It's really good. You have all these people working on it. Anything going on there? Because we haven't heard anything about it. Here's the headline. It says this: CDC says it has seen no signals linking COVID vaccines and myocarditis. Oh, get this, God, Del. Yeah. Walensky said at that time, Walensky said that 200 million COVID-19 vaccines have been administered to Americans, but the federal monitoring systems do not indicate a, quote, signal that would flag the issue for further investigation. Walensky said, we've intentionally looked for the signal, she said. We intentionally looked for this. We couldn't find myocarditis.
Looked for it and buried it with every effort we had. Right. Amazing.
It appears so. Yeah. And so what happened to the military? Did the military become whistleblowers? It doesn't appear so, because headlines began to show up that look like this. Marine Major General ordered to keep his mouth shut about personal vaccine injury so that other Marines would not decline the vax. So above all, vaccine confidence is the most important thing. We saw that with the Twitter files. Yeah. Censor even true stories because it's going to hurt vaccine confidence. So let's look at OpenVAERS. This is the system that tracks all this. Let's look at myocarditis really quick, because we have the whole year of 2021. If you notice, that's the most explosive year for myocarditis, almost 16,000 reports. And so Rochelle Walensky is saying, we've looked for that signal. We didn't see anything here. But unfortunately for her, the Journal of the American Medical Association, JAMA, did an investigation that came out in 2022. And they looked at the same years, basically, that she was talking about. And they looked at the VAERS system themselves. It wasn't hard. And they found that there was an increase in myocarditis signals with people across multiple ages and sex. So what did they say after they found that? They said, as a passive system, VAERS data are subject to reporting bias. Biases in the both underreporting and overreporting are possible. Given the high verification rate of reports of myocarditis to VAERS that they found after mRNA-based COVID-19 vaccination, underreporting is more likely. Therefore, the actual rates of myocarditis per million doses of vaccine are likely higher than estimated. And this is what now has been found over and over through studies and in real time. So we're seeing that this is everything that's happening in the US. Now let's pivot over to a really recent headline at The Telegraph. They're seeing similar things and having staffing issues on their end. And this is for the payout system. Headline of The Telegraph: vaccine injury scheme ramps up staff as claims over COVID jab keep growing. It says increasing demand for COVID vaccine injury payments has seen the number of staff processing claims increase 20-fold. Figures show the vaccine damage payment scheme, VDPS, has scaled up operations and boosted its administrative staff from 4 to 80 to handle the claims. Now, these are the injury claims. So that's a whole separate story than VAERS, because VAERS is just reporting. But you're seeing this again across the board. You're seeing what they thought was worst case scenarios, not even close. They're having to bring up staff from everywhere and just up their staff by quadruple, by 20-fold, Al.
It's amazing. Wow, what incredible revelation. I mean, it's not surprising to us, but to have this data and be able to lay them on the calendar dates and see what we're being told versus what they actually know and how big a cover-up. And just last week when we were showing you that the German health minister is now coming clean, yes, these injuries are real. I think this has only begun now. Can you imagine what happens to these numbers as people realize, wait a minute, I was told the vaccine didn't cause my autoimmune disease or swelling heart or blood clots. This is the beginning of the floodgates, and a lot of homes are going to be blown out because of this.
I think it'll be the biggest story of 2023.